Morning Watch, Chapters 5 through 8 of Romans, The Kernel of the Bible, Week 2, The Result of Our Justification, The Full Enjoyment of God in Christ as Our Life. Tuesday, Related Verses, Romans 5, verses 18 and 21. Verse 18. So then, as it was through one offense unto condemnation to all men, so also it was through one righteous act unto justification of life to all men. Verse 21. In order that just as sin reigned in death, so also grace might reign through righteousness unto eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 5, verses 6 to 10. For while we were yet weak, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will anyone die, though perhaps for the good man someone would even dare to die. But God commends his own love to us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified in his blood, we will be saved through him from the wrath. For if we, being enemies, were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more we will be saved in his life, having been reconciled. Related reading. Christ's righteous act of dying on the cross resulted in justification of life. Romans 5 verse 21 says that grace reigns through righteousness unto life. Verses 18 and 21 show that life comes as the result of righteousness. Life is the goal of God's salvation. Thus, justification is of life. Justification is not an end in itself. It is for life. Through justification, we have come up to the standard of God's righteousness and correspond with it, so that now he can impart his life to us. Justification changes our outward position. Life changes our inward disposition. Justification unto life indicates that life is the focus of Romans 5, and that the organic union of life is an issue of justification. In Romans 5, verses 1 to 11, Paul mentions six outstanding words: love, grace, peace, hope, life, and glory. The love of God has been poured out in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. We have access into this grace in which we stand. Since we have been justified out of faith, we have peace toward God. Following this, we boast, exult, and glory because of the hope. Verse 10 tells us that we will be saved in his life. Finally, we expect to share the glory of God. These six items are part of the result of God's justification. For all these matters, you need justification. All of them are our portion as the issue of God's justification. Along with these six significant words, we have three wonderful persons. Although I do not like the term persons, because it has been inaccurately understood in the teachings on the Trinity, there is no term more adequate in our human language to use in relation to the Godhead. In Romans 5, verses 1 to 11, we see the three persons of the triune God. Verse 5 speaks of the Holy Spirit, telling us that the Holy Spirit has poured out the love of God in our hearts. Then verse 6 tells us that while we were yet weak and ungodly, Christ died for us. Finally, verse 11 says that now we boast in God. We joy, boast, exult, and glory in God because he is our enjoyment. Thus, Romans 5 unveils 6 wonderful things and 3 wonderful persons. We have love, grace, peace, hope, life, and glory. As a result of God's justification, we have the Holy Spirit, Christ, and God as our enjoyment. Originally, we were not only sinners, but also enemies of God. Through the redeeming death of Christ, God has justified us, the sinners, and has reconciled us, his enemies, to himself. This transpired when we believed in the Lord Jesus. We have received God's justification and reconciliation by faith. This has opened the way and ushered us into the realm of grace for the enjoyment of God. In the realm of grace, the first thing we enjoy is the love of God. Many times in our Christian life, we need encouragement and confirmation. As we pass through periods of suffering, we may have questions and doubts. Perhaps you say, "Why are there so many troubles in my Christian life? Why are there so many trials and tests?" Although these doubts arise, we cannot deny that the love of God is within us. From the day we first called on the Lord Jesus, the love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. This means that the Spirit reveals, confirms, and assures us with the love of God. The indwelling Holy Spirit seems to say, "Don't doubt, God loves you. You don't understand why you must suffer now, but one day you will say, 'Father, I thank you for the troubles and trials that I passed through.' When you enter the gate of eternity, you will say, 'Praise the Lord for the sufferings and tests that fell upon me on my journey. God used them to transform me.'"